Let us pray. Lord, it is a wonderful day, and we bring all glory to you, all honor, because you are our God, our Father. There is no one like you, Lord. Thank you that you've revealed yourself to us. Thank you that we may know you. Thank you for your word. And Lord, as we just sang, let our hunger be always for you and your word. Let us be willing to hear and to understand and to do that what you ask of us. Please, Lord, work in our lives. We need you. In your name. Amen. Let us read from Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Now Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. And in the course of time Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. And Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering. But for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry and his face fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. And Cain spoke to his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. And when you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. And the Lord said, not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. And then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. This is God's word. Now, I want to remind you of that story. That story I told, I think I told it once here, but perhaps you forget my stories. Just want to remind you of my story. There was an ad in the newspaper saying, we need someone at the zoo because the gorilla died. And this man, he applied for the job and he get the job. And then he put on the gorilla suit and he was there in the cage, you know, a little bit timid at the beginning. But as you know, the children, they always stand at the gorilla's cage. And they watch and they clap their hands. And as the day continued, this gorilla gaining confidence. And later it was swinging on the things, you know, and on the ropes. Hey, and the children cheering this gorilla. But this gorilla, not used to this, he overdo it. And he swing and he land into the cage of the lion. And now this man is standing there and the lion is coming for him. And he's looking at the lion. And the lion is coming closer and closer. And this gorilla is now retreating, you know. And later he's against the fence. And then he screamed, "Oh!" But he could not get out much voice. And then the lion said, "Keep quiet, you will lose our job." You know, so we can pretend. We can pretend to be a gorilla and be a lion. We can pretend to be here. We can pretend to serve God. And in the meanwhile, we're not doing it. Here is Cain and Abel. Eh? Two brothers. Same father and mother. They've heard the same teachings, I presume. They've heard the same things from God. They've heard everything. And then we read that both of them brought a sacrifice to God. Cain just took of the crops, the fruit of the land, and he bring the offering. Abel killed his firstborn, the best. He killed the firstborn and he brought the fat, the best portion. He brought it to God. And then, in the scriptures he's saying, God, the Lord has no regard for the sacrifice of Cain, but he had regard for the sacrifice of Abel. Now, the scripture is not telling us how did they know that God accepted the one and rejected the other one. Scripture is not telling us. But what scripture is saying is that both of them knew that God accept mine and God reject his. Or the other way around. They knew it. Because it is saying that Cain was very angry. And his face fell. Eh? You know, Mos Felani, your face fell. Then not you become dugbek. Your face fell. Eh? You become angry. Everyone can see that you're angry. Where's Crispin? I must also check him. His face fell. He's angry. Because God did not accept his sacrifice. And he's seen that his brother was accepted, or he knew it. As I say, I don't know how. Now we may ask, but why did God not accept Cain's? Because he's bringing a sacrifice. He's pretending. He's bringing something. And we are almost like that. If we think if we bring something to God, God must just be too happy. Is that not true? If I do something for God, God must just be happy. It does not matter how poor and how insignificant and how against his will it is. God must be happy. I'm sure God told him what kind of sacrifice he needed. He needed a blood sacrifice. Because the life is in the blood. And he needed a blood sacrifice to take your place. That's what God, I'm sure, commanded him. But Cain thought, I know better. We also must know better. No? We know better than God. We can decide how we do it, and when we do it, and what we do. God must just be happy. But it's not like that. God is not happy if it is not what he is asking. And that is what we must remember. God is only happy if it is what God wants. So God rejects that sacrifice and accepts the one of Cain, Abel, because Abel brought the sacrifice that God instructed. We can only worship God, we can only bring joy to God if we do what God is asking. And for us, his sacrifice on the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is his sacrifice. The complete sacrifice, the sufficient sacrifice. So God wants us to rest in him, to give to him everything. But sometimes we pretend by coming to church a little bit, praying when we eat, perhaps, doing some good thing here or there, and then we think it's all right. We're not with Christ, we're not in Christ. But we think God will just be happy. God is not happy. He needs it as he wants it. You know, James is saying that devils believe. Now, they don't believe in Christ. They believe that he's there, and they are afraid. We say we believe in Christ, but we live like devils. Are we in Christ, or are we just pretending? Even here at Mukanyo, we can just pretend. What did you do last night? What did you do last weekend? But you know, it's amazing. Cain is angry. His face fell. But then, the Lord did not reject Cain. He rejected the sacrifice that Cain brought to him. Because it was not what God was asking. So, God came to Cain. He said, Cain, wait a bit. What's the problem? Why are you angry? Why has your face fallen? So God, in his mercy, is reaching out to Cain. Because God wants to be right with Cain. And then look at it. He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? What can we do that's well that can that God can accept? Yes, Amiso? Believe in him? Yeah, where's Crispin? What can we do that is well? Because God is saying to Cain, he's saying, if you do well, you will be accepted. Repent. Yeah. The only good thing we can do, now I know it's God that must work in us. The only good thing we can do is to come to God as a sinner and say, Lord, I've sinned. I've sinned. And that's what God is asking of Cain. God is saying, Cain, realize you've sinned. Realize you've done wrong. Realize you did not do what I asked of you. And if you realize that, I can accept it. If you do that what I asked, then I can accept it. It's the only good thing we can do is to confess our sin. Yeah, good thing. We are saved by Christ, not by confessing our sins. But that's the thing we must do to come to Christ. But, look what he's saying. God is saying, and if you do not do well, if you're not coming to me and realize that you've sinned, if you're not coming to me, sin is crouching at the door and its desire is for you. and you must rule over it. Né? So, what is God saying? God is saying, sin is like that animal. Can you see that animal? I see you all look at the door. The image he's using here is like a lion, a wild animal that is crouching, laying at the door, waiting to get you. Now, what does a lion do? You all have seen pictures when a lion is catching an antelope. What is he doing with the antelope? Have you seen? He put his arm around his neck and he licked him a little bit and said, "Oh, you're so nice. Please, go in peace." Have you seen that? No. He's grabbing it. He's tearing it apart and he's eating it up. That's what the lion is doing. That's what God is saying. God is saying, sin is there. It wants. Its desire is for you. And that's what we must remember. Sin is like that crouching animal waiting. And its desire is to consume us. But look what God is saying. God is saying, but you must rule over it. So it's possible to rule over sin. For us, that's in Christ. It's possible to rule over sin if we allow the Spirit to control us. Galatians is saying, if you allow the Spirit to control you, you'll never sin. So the times we sin is because we do not allow the Spirit to control us. So God is warning each one of us. Sin is at the door. Sin is crouching. Sin wants to destroy. But we must rule over it. That's why we must walk by the Spirit. We must walk in Christ. Because there we are safe. Look now. Are you going to listen? Is Cain going to listen? God reached out to him. But Cain did not listen. Look at verse 8. Cain spoke to his brother. He said, "Buddy, come, let us go to the field. Let us go away from mother and father that's here. Let us go to the field." And then Cain rose up against his brother and killed him. Verse 8. Now actually the word that's used there is he cut his throat. He slaughtered him. He was not willing to sacrifice an animal to God that the blood can be his remission of sins. But he's willing to sacrifice his brother. He's willing to kill his brother. And then, look at it. God comes again to Cain in his grace. He's coming again. He said, "Cain. See, Cain, where is Abel your brother?" God wants Cain to say, "Oh Lord, I've sinned. I've sinned. I've done wrong." But what is Cain doing? Cain is saying, "I don't know. Am I his shepherd? Am I his keeper?" He still did not confess his sin. He still is not seeing his sin. He still do not want to turn to God. We can't believe it. But do we not see something of that in our own hearts? That God is speaking to us, Crispin. God is speaking to us, but we just continue in our sin. We just continue to sin and sin and sin. And then the curse. God is saying, "Well, you know, there's grace, much grace. But at this stage, grace is running out." Now, we don't know when that runs out. We don't know when it runs out for each one of us. There's grace. But we must realize it runs out. In this passage, God two times came to Cain. And he said, "Cain, why are you angry? Just do right. Do what I command you. Bring the blood sacrifice. He came again after the killing of his brother. He said, Cain, where's your brother? Acknowledge your sin. But he hardened his heart. And I pray that there'll no one that here will harden his or her heart. You know, there's a story. Can I tell you a story? You know this wreck, a catapult or a wreck. This boy, Crispin, he got a wreck. And he was playing with the wreck, and the grandmother said, Sipo, don't shoot at my duck. And Sipo went outside. He was shooting at the pole, at the tin, at the tree. But you know, one get bored. And he saw the duck. And he said, I just want to see, I want to miss him, you know. I just want to flip up his feathers on his head. So he aimed carefully. Coop! And there's the duck, feet in the air. And Sipo, what are we doing when we sin? Who saw me? Huh? No one see me. He run, pick up the duck, climb through the fence, dig a hole, put the duck, close the hole, came back, put the wreck in the drawer. Hey, so happy. So happy. No one saw me. No one saw him. But when he came to the kitchen, there is his sister, Lerato. Lerato said, Sipo, wash the floor. Sipo said, no, that's not my work, it's your work. Lerato said, wash it. I saw you when you killed the duck. And I'm going to tell Granny, hey, Sipo is on his knees, he washed the floor. And they just want to slip out. Lerato say, no, Sipo, come here, wash the dishes. He said, no, it's not my job. Remember the duck. Hey, Sipo, must wash the dishes. You just want to slip out. Lerato said, no. Bring water. Not my job. Remember the duck. And it went on for 2 weeks. Remember the duck. Hey, and Sipo, he was so tired. Because now he must do his chores, and he must do Lerato's chores. After 2 weeks, he said, no, I can't take it. He went to his granny. He said, Granny, I must confess, I've killed your duck. The granny said, yes, I saw you. And I saw how your sister misused you. He said, Granny, I'm very sorry. Please forgive me. The granny said, okay, I forgive you. When he came out, yes, Lerato. Sipo, come quickly, you must wash the dishes. He said, no, I will not wash the dishes. She said, remember the duck. He said, what duck? He said, that duck that you killed 2 weeks ago. He said, I'm free. I've told Grandma about the duck. You can wash the dishes yourself. You know, he was free when he confessed. Many times the devil holds us with things that we've done. He said, remember this, you can't serve God. Remember this, you can't serve God. Remember this. And we must do what's good. Confess it. Confess it to God. Sometimes it helps to pray with some brother or sister as well. A faithful brother or sister, not anyone. Sometimes that helps as well. Otherwise, we will keep in bondage of the devil. Like Cain. Cain was not able, willing to confess. And look at the curse. God is saying, you'll be a fugitive and a wanderer. The ground will be cursed because of your hard-heartedness. Let us not have hard hearts. Let us have soft hearts. That if God is convincing us of sin, convicting us of sin in our lives, let us be quick to confess, quick to turn. Because Proverbs is saying, he who confesses his sin and turns from his sin will receive grace. But he who perseveres in his sin will follow Cain's way. Let us be soft of heart. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that you in your grace, that you're coming to us time and again. Thank you for the forgiveness that we have in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Make us willing, give us soft hearts to confess our sin, to turn from it quickly. Please, Lord. Let us not be hard in heart, like Cain. Thank you for your grace, Lord. I pray for each one here. I pray for each lecturer, each student. I thank you for the work this semester. I pray for the students as well, for the exam. I pray that you will strengthen them, Lord. Please, be with each one. Thank you that we may trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take note of the exam schedule. It's on the board. There's some changes, so please take note of that, of the changes. Also, just to announce, the devotion is part of our program here, so it's compulsory. So if you have class after devotion and not before devotion, please come in time at 10 o'clock that you can also attend the devotion. It's part of our program. I mean, it's not, if you have no class on that day, yes, then stay at home, you're welcome. But please, tell your brothers and sisters as well that it's compulsory to be here for lecturers and for students to be at our devotion. Also to announce that for next year, we've decided to continue with the coffee and tea as we are doing now. So each one is coming with his own skaftin and his own warm bottle or cold bottle or whatever you want to drink his tea and coffee from. On those that graduate, we want to congratulate them, Portia. If you pass your modules, this exam, you can graduate. If you fail, you will not. So please, don't disappoint me and all the others that I've now said so publicly. Work hard. So we say good work for Portia so far. 4 years she persevered. That's good. Just hang in. Just continue. Sometimes it's difficult, but to just hang in. Any other announcements?
I'm going to remind you of the DAC for next year. Please make sure that your fees are paid up before you submit your enrollment contract. We'll not accept your enrollment contract unless your fees are completely paid.
Yeah, and even you will not graduate if your fee is not paid up. I don't know about Portia. I know she's paying diligently, but I'm just saying. So please, make sure that payment is up to date, because we can't enroll you for the new year if your payment is not up to date. So please, make a plan. Other announcements? Okay, thank you so much.